wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Genius Bar episode. Oh, Jesus, what episode is this?
Six.
Five? Six? What episode are we on?
You guys let us know down below in the comment section that we don't have.
I have no idea what episode this is. I think it's five. It might be five. Let's go with that. I'm five this week. Yay! Yeah. We made it to five.
Hooray.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's up? How are you, John?
Been a crazy week. Just been busy, I think. This is the first time I'm like, I sat down, I'm talking to you, and then I was like, I mean, I texted you a couple days ago and was like, hey, man, how you been? Because we haven't really talked all week.
Yeah.
About anything substantial.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it was one of those weeks where it was like, we both were talking about this, like we were both busy, but I feel like it was kind of like work in the background kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
At least that's how it was for me. Like I put out, I think today's Sunday, so it's a new week, but I think I only put out like two videos. There just hasn't been that much. I mean, there was a huge iPhone thing from Ko that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Lots of iPhone stuff.
Yeah. But I don't know, nothing too crazy. I mean, no more iMac. Well, no, there was iMac stuff too.
Yeah.
never mind. I guess this was just like my dream week and I'm just not appreciative enough.
Well, I sat down to eat sushi the other day. And it was delicious.
Damn, the ad dollar's coming in already.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I sat down to eat the sushi. And I was like, you know what? If I have time to eat the sushi, I have time to text Sam. So I texted you. I was like, how are you? How are you doing, man?
Yeah, that was
Instead
sweet.
Instead of just doing that... We both hate it when people are on podcasts and they start out with, how was your week? Like, nobody gives a fuck. I hear about the iPhone.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I don't know if it sounds like I care about John, but that's strictly for the show.
We're faking it.
I don't really text. No, but that was sweet. I really appreciate you texting me. It's always nice.
Could be like Adam and Jamie from Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they like not friends at all?
Probably. I mean,
I think they weren't friends.
That sounds right. Like, I feel like a lot of these media personalities are just kind of like paired together, but at least we did it by choice. At least it wasn't like our new ad agency that was like, you guys have to do a
yeah.
podcast.
We did. I don't know if we should say their name just yet, but we signed a contract with an ad agency.
Yeah.
And so they're going to do our sponsors for us. So we don't have to do that because we're very busy men. Same.
Yeah, we are. It would be a nightmare to have to find sponsors for our own channels and the pod on top of making content. Because like that's what we want. Like we want the funds to just enable our ability to make our best content. And that's just a really nice thing. Like it's great to not have to stress about that as much, you know?
I mean, they reached out to us, I think, after the trailer of the show. Like we hadn't even made the first episode yet, but it has taken a few weeks for us to actually like work out the contract and sign.
Yeah. And they're like a good agency too. You know, it's not just like some, we're like a little startup. Like they got some good brands we're hoping to talk about on the show. And we think it's going to be really, really great for you guys and for us as well. I mean, we'll be driving Rolls Royces with the stars
on
the ceiling in no time.
Our first sponsor from them is, I don't know if you've ever heard of this company. Today's episode is sponsored by AppleTrack. Very nice website.
AppleTrack is a new type of Apple blog with bite-sized stories and a way to track sources and the people that put out rumors.
Have you ever thought about that?
What, like sponsoring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I always am hesitant about like, because it's just, I feel like it's doing well enough at how it is right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's worth paying to get more traffic on the site because it's like, it's just kind of like ads paying for more ad revenue.
Right.
It's just kind of like a little circular relationship. I'd probably be going negative, but no, I mean, with great partners like John Prosser of the site and, you know, of course, my own channel and just Google, things have been
I mean, that's what
well.
We're doing now, except you're just not paying money. Like, there's a theory about us, Sam, that I'm promoting AppleTrack on Front Page Tech. Like, I show it a lot. I show it a lot on the screen. I talk about it a lot. And I'm doing that in exchange for a better AppleTrack score. Like, this is an agreement that you and I have that I promote your site and you give me a crazy AppleTrack score, which is what, 78% currently?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask you to bump that up a little bit. I heard some conspiracy theories online, and if those are true, I would like my score bumped up, please.
Okay, can you just cut our mics for separate and make sure to edit this out? But like, yeah, if you just wire me like the 250,000, I can bump you up like maybe 0.5%.
I'm running out of money. That's why my percentage is going down. It's because the agreement just isn't, I'm not providing enough monetary funds for this.
Yeah, I kind of wish that conspiracy theory was true because it would indicate that I'd be like significantly more wealthy or like powerful than I am. But like, also,
you are, but that's, it's all a cover, Sam.
Like, Rene Ritchie will open his videos with Apple Track. And it's like, I guess, you know, I wish I was getting paid by everyone. I do. I wish everybody was paying me. But unfortunately, the proof is in the pudding. You can just look at the claims in the description. And if you want to do the math yourself, just do the total and then subtract the wrong ones. And then divide the right ones into the overall number, and that's how you get the score.
This is a really nerdy question.
Basic math.
This is a nerdy question, but do you have anything scripted into your website or like coded in to where it like does the math for you, or do you manually do that?
With the new graphs I've been doing, I kind of have to do it manually, which is not fun. But I had like a table system where I could just input correct and incorrect, and then it would put out the percentage. That was nice. When I used the bar graphs or the pie graphs is like the main thing still.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in development in the background. I recently made a purchase related to the site.
You did.
That I'm excited
to
share. I
forgot happened this week. You texted me and were like, hey, talk me out of this. And then I didn't. And then you, yeah.
Yeah, so I made another little investment that will be coming out somewhat soon, which I'm very excited about because it'll basically get the site. And I think I want to do a redesign as well. I feel like I want to change things up. Mm-hmm. But I'm like obsessive about the website. Like I'm happy with it for a day when I do it. And then the following day, I'm like, I don't like the way this looks. I want to change it.
Yeah. It's funny. You made an investment with your site, a similar one that I made. Like a week or two ago about a thing that I haven't talked about yet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. When are you going to talk about that thing?
So, probably in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Okay. Okay.
The thing that, dude, in fact, there was an Easter egg in the last episode of Front Page Tech. There was an Easter egg to a thing up for like maybe 8 seconds or something.
Oh,
that nobody caught. Everyone missed it.
What? Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah. There was a screenshot of a certain thing that was up in the video for quite a few seconds.
I did just find the thing I'm looking at something on my screen that is the thing because I didn't know that it was public.
Yeah, it won't be public in a second. There's, you know, okay. You know I'll cut this out. Okay, we're back. We cut that out.
Yeah.
I hope I remember. I fucking hope I remember to cut that out. It'll be so bad if I don't cut it out. Anyway, I'm excited for your announcement of your investment. I'm curious to see what people think too, because it was a pretty hefty investment.
Yeah.
For something that I'm sure some people would be like, why?
Yeah, I told my dad and he was like, oh, that's nice. And I was like, I think I've made a severe lapse of judgment here.
It's fine.
But no, I'm excited for it because it's something I've always wanted for the site. And I don't know, lately, like there was a period of time where I was kind of like, it's kind of a chore. But for some reason, I've just been like really enjoying the blogging aspect. Like it's really fun to like, it's the what you do, like putting out news and seeing people react. Like, it's just so cool to be like, put out a tweet and there's like people quote tweeting it or like, it's literally made an impact in their day. And like,
some of those tweets throughout the week do really, really well.
Yeah. I get journalism now. Like it's extremely satisfying to like put out a story and like people, of course it's like well done and you're like, okay, this is what I'm throwing out there. And then people like give you reactions and they give you feedback and they get excited or they're shocked. And man, it's fun. Like I've really been enjoying the blogging aspect.
Well, speaking of the blogging aspect and Apple Track, you have had, I'm assuming, a crazy beginning of the week because Quo just decided to drop all the iPhone stuff that he has, I guess.
It sounds like he's been collecting it for like 4 years.
Well, yeah. So it sounds like, and like today, right before we hit record, he said some shit about some augmented reality contact lenses from Apple and in like 2030?
Yeah, I didn't even write about that yet. Just because whenever
but you saw it, right?
It's so far out that
you saw it though. Yeah,
I did. I did, and my interest is peaked. You know,
I feel like he's doing this because of the way leaks are now. I feel he's a little. I feel not that he's pressured, but like, and not that he's trying to stay relevant because he's always been relevant, but it just. For him to, I almost want to say that it feels reckless the way he's doing it right now. Like where he's just dropping all the iPhone stuff that he has and it's questionable. And then also mentioning augmented reality contact lenses that are a decade away. It just like, it feels very weird for him currently. He's just dropping everything he has. I mean, you remember the whole, the Mac leaks from I think last month where Quo leaked it. And then Gurman like panic published at like 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's crazy what's going on right now.
Dude, it's weird. It definitely feels like there's been a shift. And I don't know what it is because I personally do not think it's been Apple. Like I don't think that something has changed on Apple's end. It feels like the culture is just a bit different. And it is a weird character move.
I blame you.
for putting everybody on blast whenever they're fake. I mean, listen, Ko's got a good track record and he clearly knows what he's doing. He's been, I kind of consider him like the OG source. Like when we're talking about like Apple leaks, like I think you can go back on Mac Rumors 9to5Mac and like see stuff from him 2007-ish, 2009, like pretty old before like, you know, there was really like there was always an Apple cult, but before there was like a true ability to put out rumors and have that be profitable or put out rumors and, you know, people really react like when Apple blogs started blowing up back in the day. So Ko's been doing this for a long time and it is weird. Also just like on a Sunday, he puts out some augmented reality stuff.
Yeah.
He said, headset next year, glasses before 2025. Right.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen all of the details. I literally just saw, I think right before we were recording, as I was setting up, I was scrolling through Twitter and saw a tweet about the contact lenses.
Yeah. So augmented reality glasses by 2025, headset in mid 2022. So it sounds like WWDC. And then we are going to be getting the contact lenses in the, sorry, I thought I said 2030, like by then. No, this is in the 2030s. Is
oh
when we're
God.
Getting the augmented reality contact lenses.
Oh, come
lenses.
On, man.
Like, okay, we are in 2021.
How can we be sure that people will even have eyes then?
Also, like, I'm already against this product because my eyes just, like, can't have stuff in them. Like, I can't wear contacts.
Dude, I'm the same.
Like, I'm, like, hypersensitive, I think it's called, to stuff in my eye. And, like, I was at the eye doctor once and they were trying to put it in and she couldn't even get it in my eye, just like a blank. And she was like, honey, it's been 20 minutes and you just keep squinting. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It feels like my eye is going to get stabbed. Okay. So I'm
like
very,
how a professional could not get a contact lens in your eye.
No, I'm anti.
You're a baby.
I'm a little baby and I'm anti these contact lenses, but I mean the glasses, they're starting to sound real appealing now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So the thing about Quo, and I mentioned this on Front Page Tech, you know this, his sources within supply chain are pretty damn good. And he knows about stuff way earlier than most of us. But a contact lens, how does he know? I mean, they can't possibly be working on prototypes, right? I mean, if most of his sources are in supply chain, there's no like no one has any prototypes in like Shanghai in a Foxconn facility of these floppy ass contact lenses.
How do you even put tech in? Sorry, I'm just trying to think through this.
Yeah, I have no idea how
like,
that would work.
How do you, because the plasticity is so fragile because it needs to conform to your eye.
Okay, well, think about this. You know, contacts decades ago were just glass.
Yeah, they were hard, you know, they were really hard and shit.
Yeah, I wonder if they're just like, let's do that. My aunt, oh my God, it was so gross. She wore these, I'm going to throw up just talking about it. She wore these like glass contact lenses that she would take out of her eye and put in her mouth to clean them and then stick them back in.
Oh.
Yeah. It was fucking gross, dude.
Oh, wait. Who did this?
My aunt.
Oh, man. Aunt Prosser. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Many years ago, it was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
That can't be sanitary.
No, of course not. This is the part of the story where she lost both of her eyes.
Oh, no.
She didn't lose her eyes. But if she lost both of her eyes, it would have been one of those things like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. These contact lenses. I mean, Coe's calling it the era of visible computing and invisible computing. I don't know. I think he's getting a little bit ahead of himself.
Yeah. I think he's trying some of the ganja.
I think he's
all the way high.
I just don't understand. Like, I'm just trying to you know what? This is 10 years, right? Like, what is the world going to be in the 2030s? I mean, AI could very well be the dominant force on the planet by then, where they are just legitimately smarter than humans.
Yeah.
But
maybe that's the thing. It's where robots are roaming around and they're forcefully putting contact lenses in our eyes, which, I mean, you should be fine, Sam, because a professional couldn't get a contact lens in your eyes. So I'm sure the robots.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have some trouble.
Yeah, they won't have any issue. They'll know my prediction and they'll throw it in the second that I blink. Mm-hmm. What I am interested about, right? Because this is technically for your eye. Is this confirmation of the product based on what Cook said about Apple being remembered for a health and fitness company rather than a tech company? So is this more realistic than we thought?
Maybe. I mean, okay. Could you even see? I mean, you know how people are these days. I'm sure they're going to be even more cautious 10 years from now. I feel like this is one of those things where people will finally take a step back and go, wait a minute, huh-uh. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You'll have a few people like us that are like, hell yeah, I want to try that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of society will be terrified.
That's how it always goes with a whole new product category, though. Because, I mean, look at AirPods. You remember every single person that was these are dumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we probably talked about this recently. But it was I kind of see the same thing, with the Apple Watch. Everybody's I don't need iPhone on my wrist. Now it's the number one watch in the world. You know, it's a lot of people just don't have the ability to. This is one of my worst fears for myself. And I still have this in the back of my head with foldable phones. I'm is this a miss for me? Is this take bad? But I really do feel you know, we've talked to that.
Yeah, I think you and I are both correct.
However, what if for, you know, we're kind of being the contact lens now, is this going to be when the fan base turns on us because we're too stubborn to be this is going to be great or this is going to be amazing, or maybe this will be the next iPhone. I don't know. But contact lenses are weird.
They're very weird. Almost as weird as the hole punch in the iPhone that he's talking about.
Wow, what a transition.
Yeah.
What you a like transition. That? That was good. That was slick. Are you a YouTuber?
Next year. It's almost like we do this professionally.
We had next different year. Takes on this.
Yeah, we did. So he's saying, for context, that next year, which is 2022, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what time it is. that there's going to be the pro models of the iPhone, maybe all of them, but definitely the pros, according to him, are moving away from the notch, which is what we all want, yay, but instead putting a hole punch in the display.
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing that Samsung's been doing and a lot of Android manufacturers have been doing, apparently Apple just decides, yep, we're doing that. And my take on the show was that I just feel like that's incorrect. I feel like maybe it was a prototype and there was a miscommunication somewhere. Or, I personally don't see this happening. I'm sure when it happens, people will play this clip. But I just don't see it happening. It's so off-brand. It's too off-brand, especially if he's saying in 2023, there's going to be an iPhone with no notch at all. So full display. And it just feels like if they're only going to do a hole punch for 1 year, why would they waste so many resources on that? Like in terms of the production line and all that other stuff, why would they go from notch and then there's going to be in 2 years, there's no notch. Why would they make a whole different product design in the middle of that? Why wouldn't they just, put the notch back in next year and then the following year, no notch at all?
I hear you, and I do agree, because I agree that in the regard that it's off-brand, right? Because Apple, when they make a decision, they stick to it for a long time. We've seen this with their display technology. They had LCD on the Mac since the Mac came out, and this is going to be the first time in a while that we get OLED or mini LED. That's a whole other thing. We've seen it on the iPhone. They had LCD until the iPhone 10, and now they're full OLED, and there's no, you know, future where we don't see OLED for at least another couple of years. Like, Apple does not make a decision that is temporary when they take a stand. Another great example, the redesigned MacBook in 2016 turned out to be a disaster. It took Apple 5 years to change it, like to properly fix everything. When they commit, they make this decision for a while. The thing that feels different about this to me is that I feel like Apple will be less competitive if they continue to have a notch, because I think the market is going to start looking and associating Samsung phones with a more futuristic look than what we have on the iPhone. And
well, what are they going to do with Face ID?
Probably under the screen. I mean, if they can put Touch ID under the screen.
By next year?
Potentially. Or... they're just going to get rid of Face ID because Touch ID will be back on the iPhone.
That makes no fucking sense.
Think about it, John. Because,
no, absolutely
because,
not. That makes no sense.
No. They've committed to Face ID, but I think that's because fingerprint technology wasn't ready on the iPhone. So
wasn't ready?
Would you? No, think about it this way. Would you mind if they remove Face ID on that iPhone?
Yes, absolutely. I would mind. Okay. So... they even talked, and I feel like I watched this just a few weeks ago. The whole presentation of Face ID was that it was like X amount of times more secure than a fingerprint, because not that people share fingerprints, but being able to create a complete 3D map of your face that's contextually aware of like your eyes, where you're looking, all that stuff. And it's there's a lot of AI built in. So like if you start growing a beard or you age differently, it can still recognize you over time and it learns about you. And they pitched that on stage like this is the future. They committed to it so hard that they got that Touch ID no longer existed in the iPhone. Not in a power button, not under the display, nothing. They were like, Face ID is the future, it's more secure. And now they're going to take that away and put Touch ID back in? Not to mention, Face ID is like magic. Like, you don't have to think about unlocking your phone. It just works behind the scenes, and you can just look at your phone and use it normally. You're not even aware that it unlocked for you, that it was locked a second ago, and now it's unlocked because Face ID is magic. This, it brings a whole other step where you got to think again to, use your fingerprint.
You know, I do agree. They did commit and they did market it as the future, but I could see, because it's been out for a while by next year, like it will be actually 4 years exactly since Face ID was announced next year it'll be 5 years that Face ID will be 5 years old. And I mean, I think there's going to have to be some change, because like we only saw Touch ID on the iPhone from 2013 until 2017, which was 4 years. And then we got Face ID. So I think there could be some biometric change, maybe something with heart rate or I don't know, some body health scan biometric technology. Like, I think it would be silly Face ID is the end.
Your Apple contacts in your eye and we'll see if it's you.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, I agree. Like, I'm not confident in being like, oh, Apple's going to remove Face ID. But some other form of authentication, like I think there's got to be something even less invasive and smarter. Like,
okay, remember the hardware, like there were like mock-ups of the notch. I released it like last year, I think. There were like sketches or prototype sketches of moving all the Face ID sensors up into the bezel.
Yes.
Do you think that maybe Face ID will move into the bezel and they'll do a hole punch for the front-facing camera?
That would be possible. That's probably the most realistic thing that I could think of right now. Yeah.
I just can't see them getting rid of Face ID.
I get it. Like, Face ID is really good. And like, it is kind of insane how it just launched and was essentially perfect at launch. Like, there still hasn't been, I think there was maybe one thing that like it was breachable, but generally speaking, I think Face ID has been just about perfect until everybody started wearing masks.
Yeah.
And then that's when you started to see the flaws. And I've become more aware of like, oh, there are some times and angles, especially while driving, it's so annoying. You have to look at your phone and take your eyes off of what you're doing, where you could just put your fingerprint on the display or something and get into your phone that way. Like, you literally have to take your eyes off the road. So like, there are drawbacks to Face ID. And while broadly, I'm a huge fan and I think it was the right call. I mean, I'm ecstatic that Touch ID is coming back this year. I cannot wait to have that back on my iPhone. And honestly, if we're still wearing masks in September, please God, no. Please God, help us. Please don't make us wear masks for much longer.
Did you see in Australia, they're all the way coronavirus free?
Dude, yeah. It's just kind of pathetic when you look at what we've done here. And I guess it goes to show you, if people actually just like do what they're supposed to for the good of other people, that it would be okay. But freedom, baby. America, baby. But yeah, it's like this freedom that I want with Touch ID that I haven't had. So I mean, I'm ecstatic for Touch ID to make a comeback. And I am obviously stoked for not only this hole punch design, because I don't think that a notch will be competitive next year. I think it will be too much to have a huge bar on the top of the phone.
You really think it matters that much?
Dude, we are getting to a point of smartphones.
They just had a crazy super cycle.
I agree. But that's
months ago, dude.
That's because it's the first time it's changed in 5 damn years.
Yeah, but the notch didn't change.
I mean, the design.
Even if they just make the notch smaller, you don't think that would the people like be, yeah, futuristic?
No. The notch smaller is because that's making up for lost time.
Interesting.
I think they have to do this. I do not see an era where Apple can continue to remain competitive and just continue to like do the bare, like, why would they not do this hole punch? Why would they not push their own boundaries?
Okay, here's
when smartphones are peaking.
Here's another question.
Okay.
And this would be a more petty reason for them not to do it. Okay. When you saw the front of any other iPhone before the notch, you knew it was an iPhone. And now when you see the front of these iPhones with the notch, you know it's an iPhone. So there's got to be some part of them that does it just because it's iconic and you can recognize it. And I feel like if they put a hole punch in the display, it becomes less that way. Now it looks like every other Android phone.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Unless they make it like, I don't know, like a heart-shaped hole punch.
Well, I was just
going to
say,
how do they make it different?
I don't see them doing just a hole punch. Like, yes, the concepts and everything we're thinking of right now is like hole punch, but this is also
because that's all Kuo said.
Yeah,
right?
That's what he translated. It was like a punched display. Like it didn't translate exactly to hole punch, which makes me believe that it's going to be something a little bit different maybe. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's some Android manufacturers that are experiencing with under display camera technology that essentially becomes opaque when you want to use it. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be ready by next year. However, like maybe we would see something there where the notch essentially just disappears to its exact same positioning, but just under some OLED, and the OLED can just turn off or something and disappear. And then we've got the same notch, same camera, like, you know, setup that we have now. I don't know. I see where you're coming from and I get it. Because like I normally would agree, but I just can't see them leaving the notch on.
This is very interesting because I just like, even with Kuo's track record, I'm just like, dude, I cannot see it happening, especially for a year, only a year. And then the next year they're like, actually no notch at all. Here you go.
Something else that made me believe this as well is we've seen the trend of super cycle, revision to that, and then bigger revision before the next super cycle. So this hole punch would be the year 2 of the iPhone 12 design. Or no, sorry, year 3 of iPhone 12 design. So it would make sense for me to do something more dramatic. And I mean, you kind of...
They're doing small notch this year. So we're going from small notch to hole punch to no notch?
Potentially. Listen, I'm skeptical as well because
even
that
would
be
with their pattern,
fast.
Even with their pattern, I mean, you know, they don't change something crazy one year and then change it again the next year. Like they'll, history says they'll make, if we get a small notch next year, we'll get a small notch next year. Wait, what? If we get a small, history says if we get a small notch this year, we get a small notch next year. And then maybe no notch, if that's true.
Why do we think Apple didn't do the small notch on the iPhone 12? Like, what's the rationale behind that move?
Because, I have no clue.
Because that's what's got me stumped. This would have been the year to do it, do the small notch again next year, and then do the hole punch. But it feels like they missed something, or something about the smaller notch feels like it might be a part of the whole 120 hertz story and design. Because that's my only thing that I can think of for why they didn't do it. Like, what's the reason, Apple? Like, there's no reason other than maybe, like you said, the recognition to leave that notch. Like, you're trying to tell me that engineers that make millions of dollars a year couldn't figure out how to shrink the notch. BS. Yeah. Don't believe that for a second. They damn well could have done it, and they didn't do it for some reason, and I just want to know why.
Because fuck you. That's why they do everything.
I just want to know. I want, like, it would be so cool if Apple, like, just did more interviews about, like, their rationale, even for, like, people trying to study this stuff to design new products in the future. Why? Uh-huh. I mean, maybe the reason they don't say it is because it was iconic and we didn't want to get rid of it next year. You know, maybe that's it. It could be.
I honestly think that's a bigger reason than we think.
God, I'm so pissed if it is.
Yeah. Like I said, it's kind of petty, but I think it's a real thing. Oh, real quick, I forgot what happened to me this week. I wanted to talk about the Amazon logo thing. Dude, what the hell?
John, that tweet, I don't even think I said much about it, but like I've thought about it a lot this week because it's insane.
What happened, Sam?
I don't know. I love it. I love it so much.
This would be like, this was such a tiny joke. This would be like if like, you know, you dressed up in your turkey outfit.
Yeah.
And then throughout the week, people just lost their minds over it. Like Sam is marginalizing turkeys and it's offensive. That's what this would have been like.
Like,
it's,
don't get me wrong,
it makes
John,
no sense.
It was funny. I didn't think it was like that funny.
I know, that's the thing.
Like I laughed,
it was just,
but I wasn't, you know, like ROFLing for like hours.
I know, you know the thing. You know when the news is slow, like the same reason you do your wacky ass intros. That's all it was. Like the news was slow. I saw this. I thought it was funny, and I wanted to make a joke about it just to fill like a minute or two on Front Page Tech, you know, to get it to 8 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, so you get that extra ad revenue. That's all it was. Yeah. Was just a stupid joke. And so I was scripting the show, and then I was like, that, I like that. It's a funny joke. So I copied the joke from the script and I pasted it, tweeted it. That was all that happened. And, you know, the show went out and it was funny. Ha ha ha. But then a few days later, I start getting these really like crazy abrasive tweets, and I mean they were very right wing, and I'm not saying that as being like right wing people are bad.
Oh, I am.
It was,
sorry.
Yeah. it was the tone.
They were
so aggressive that I think even most right wing people would be like, whoa man, that's a lot. they were just so like combative, and they were calling me names, and it was like, all these tweets clearly had no idea who I was. They were just like, they were just shitting on me because they were angry about something. And I didn't even know what it was, but I kept getting the tweets and I was just like, okay, whatever. And I wasn't really paying attention. But then they got worse. They got progressively worse and there was more of them. And I was like, okay, what happened? Because none of these people that are tweeting me follow me. And then I got one that called me a bedwetting, snot-eating liberal. And I was like, okay.
What?
Yeah, I was like, this was posted somewhere. It had to have been posted. So I start looking, and I find my tweet on a Fox News website, specifically Fox Business.
Yeah, I just found it.
Yeah, and it's, the title is Amazon Makes Adjustment to App Icon After Comparisons to Hitler Mustache. And so there's the first part of this story is that somehow my joke has caused Amazon potentially to make a major change to their icon.
Uh-huh.
My tiny, stupid joke.
Yeah.
So I found it on Fox News. And then the next day, you know, I tweeted about the Fox News thing because I was like, that's funny. And then the next day I wake up and there's tweets being like, whoa, dude, you're on the front page of the BBC. and I woke up. I barely know where I am. I'm all groggy. And my first reaction is, oh no. I look and I am. The BBC puts out an article about it with my tweet in it again. And that night I was on the Philip DeFranco show on YouTube.
Oh my God.
It just, this one got away from me so hard. So I had to, in the last episode of Front Page Tech, I just clarified for everyone that I understand that people are offended by this and they complained, and that's why Amazon changed it. But I wanted to make clear that I'm not one of those people. I just made a stupid joke that I didn't even think about, you know, after I tweeted it.
Yeah, dude, the butt of the joke was that it kind of looked like Hitler.
Yeah, the Amazon app icon kind of looked like Hitler. That was it.
I don't understand, like, there was no angle. There was no agenda when you tweet. You were just like, I think this, like, you're just being funny.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Hitler.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why, like, people
like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I don't get this one. Like, I really do think this is probably, like, just the current media landscape. And, look, oh, my God, wait. John, I got to read. Can we please go through a couple of these comments I'm reading? Because
yeah,
they're
go ahead,
fucking
hit
gold.
Me.
This person that has a skull and crossbone anime profile picture says, it looks nothing like Hitler. It's a piece of fucking tape cut from a tape gun dispenser. It's scotch tape. If you're actively trying to see Hitler and everything, then you're addicted to Hitler and that's not normal. Cancel culture is trying to cancel anything and everything.
Yeah, that's the funny part. All these people are like accusing me of cancel. Where does it say that we need to cancel Amazon? Where in my joke am I talking about how they have to change this? They need to change this. Cancel Amazon. Boycott Amazon.
Yeah.
But all these people that are usually like, cancel culture is bad, are over there trying to cancel my ass. What happened?
Another one is just about Amazon. And I think this is actually from the tech community. It says, why is everything designed by Amazon just trash? Like, all the UIs and every app are disgusting.
There was one that just like, that was very obviously right wing. And I was like, what is wrong? It was a girl and she was mad at me. And I looked and the name of her account was Conservative Girl.
Oh,
that was the actual name. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but thank you, Fox News. I mean, there have been many times where I'm like, no one reads websites anymore, but then Fox News posts your thing. And for 2 days, your Twitter account is absolutely ruined and bombarded with right-wing horrible tweets of people that are angry with you that are mad about this joke. I mean, Sam, I understand that a lot of these people that saw the joke on Fox News or BBC or whatever, they don't know who I am, so they don't understand my personality, but I feel like it's clear that it's a joke.
Oh my God. Oh wait, I just got to the part where the conservatives hopped on. I forgot it was a little bit after. It's March. Oh, I got to the March 4th stuff.
Yeah, dude, okay. It was days later.
Okay.
it was days later.
Idiot. Of course, this guy, retired USAF veteran, Christian, conservative, traditionalist, pro-life, supportive of all marriages, God created man and woman to rule over all animals. What is this bio? Wait, it got progressively more insane.
To rule over animals. What the fuck?
What does that have to do? Dude, John, I cannot make this shit up. His profile picture is an F-17 fighter jet.
So he is a jet. That's what I got.
Oh my God. The second one. Do you see something about Reich in that logo? Maybe you need help.
Oh my God. Yeah, a lot of those were like that I'm messed up because I saw Hitler.
Oh my God. If you look at this and think of Hitler, then you have serious issues.
Yeah. Imagine comparing the new Amazon app logo to Hitler or Nazis. These people need lives. If you're offended, just dig a hole and crawl in it for the rest of your life.
Someone else said your comments are grossly offensive.
I'm offensive?
But you didn't say anything offensive.
That's the
you
thing.
Just said it looks like Hitler. Like,
that's the thing. I feel like it's clearly like a joke.
Okay, do we need to make it clear that we are extremely anti-Hitler?
Yeah.
Do we need to be clear that he was the probably one of the worst people
ever?
Yeah,
if that wasn't clear enough, we're not fans of Hitler.
Yeah, it wasn't like, wow, this is a cool looking box, just like that cool looking guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want me to say? It looks like Hitler. Good job, Amazon. Yay, keep it up. I don't understand. This got so far away from me. I don't understand what happened.
This one says, oh yeah, oh man, these are good. This one says, you have to be either a really R word or a millennial probably both to come up with this comparison.
Well, okay, so my tweet was what? I tweeted it on... wait, is that right? Was my tweet tweeted on January 25th?
I think it... No.
Oh, I'll go to the top. Oh my God, there's no way, right?
Oh yeah, January 25th.
This all happened like a month after I tweeted it?
Yeah,
I forgot. Are you serious? I didn't even realize that. Yeah,
they previewed the logo, with the update with the logo for everybody didn't come out.
Oh, that's the thing. So, okay, so that's what triggered the whole thing, because I make the joke, a month later, Amazon actually does update their logo to look more like a piece of tape, and then that's why all these articles started happening. I was wondering how everyone's losing their mind over a tweet that I tweeted a month ago, like how it's relevant now. But now I see, because it got like thrown back into the news cycle because Amazon actually did change their... You saw their statement, right?
Wait, they put out a statement?
Yeah, Amazon put out a statement. Let me try to find this.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to be honest. I didn't see that angle that it looked like the dude until you tweeted it. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I kept scrolling.
Yeah, it's... where did they... Okay, in a statement, Amazon... I can't believe this has gone this far. Okay. Wow. In a statement, Amazon explained, "We designed the new icon to spark anticipation, excitement, and joy when customers start their shopping journey on their phone, just as they do when they see our boxes on their doorstep." So they want to delight the customers and not make them feel like it's Hitler.
I mean, that's a fair take. I wouldn't want my customers to think of the Nazi regime either, because they were very bad and horrible. And I think we've agreed upon that. This is just like
what a weird thing that has happened.
This is just like something that's like completely arbitrary and it has no slant. But like it's what I'm sure Fox loved is that like they could just be like, oh, look, Amazon responded to backlash and that's a bad thing. So look at what it is now. You know, like it's that angle that it's like, oh, company is fragile and just makes the changes to the minority. Like that was the angle they were going for here. I just think it's hilarious that you got dragged through the mud for like if there's like a pretzel stand, right? And somebody got their pretzel and it was supposed to be warm. And they'd be like, hey, can I actually have a warm pretzel? And then Amazon signed the pretzel, so they take them back. You'd just be the guy that'd be like, hey, that pretzel kind of looks like my dad. And then like you'd be in the police report for the brawl as like the witness.
I know.
You're like, this pretzel kind of looks like poop. Like, and then you'd be in the article about
that's
like
exactly what bystander. Happened, dude. And like, I know this makes, I mean, I didn't even see much of it, but like all these articles and stuff, we're talking about how people were angry and offended. The funny part is, Sam, I'm like at the source of this whole thing, and I didn't see a single person actually be offended or angry about this.
No.
Like, they supposedly changed it because people threw a fit. I didn't see that.
Like, I guess you could be mad at Amazon if you want to be mad at someone. You're just the commentator.
I honestly think it kind of clicks now. I feel like the media did this. Like, they just made this whole narrative up because I made the joke, which was not offensive. Like, I wasn't angry, but the articles and stuff talk about how people were so angry that Amazon changed their logo. I have never seen one angry person. I made the joke. I saw a lot of other people joking after that, you know, and replying to my tweet and stuff, but I've never seen actually anybody angry or offended by this. And the only people that are offended are the people on the right, you know, coming to my tweet complaining about cancel culture and stuff. Those are the only offended people I see. So I feel like these news articles just made this whole shit up. Like none of this actually existed. Nobody was actually mad about this and Amazon changed it for no reason.
I have a feeling that that might be how the current news cycle works, dude.
I mean, you just saw all the replies. Did you see anybody mad that it looked like Hitler?
No, they're mad. Oh, damn, this is deep. They're mad. Nobody would have cared until Amazon changed it.
That's the thing. Nobody Amazon was like, you need to change this right now. Literally zero people said that.
Yeah. No one cared enough. I don't know. Like to me, I think it would have been fine. To be completely honest, I actually kind of like the way the jagged tape looked better than the adjusted tape.
It's because you like
it. Actually looked kind of cool. I guess that's it. I guess my the cat's exposed. Out of the bag there. Like I thought I'm a huge fan of the new. People are going to be like, did they really talk about the Amazon icon for like 20 minutes? We did, because I love the new app icon is great. I think it is so smart that Amazon is associating their brand with a cardboard box. That is brilliant to me. I think that is a good move. A lot of people are like, I miss the old logo. No, I think this looks great. And so what if it looks like some guy's mustache?
Some guy.
You know, I guess Amazon... No, it's a piece of tape. I'm like trying to see the other yeah. side of why they would even need to change it. Dude, it's a piece of tape.
Yeah. And there was no like, I wasn't sitting there trying to convince everyone like, no guys, listen, it really looks like Hitler. It was just a one-off little joke. And now we are.
You didn't even say it looks like Hitler.
Right, yeah.
You said Amazon's new app logo be looking like they're the third most downloaded in the Reich section.
That's a good
you
joke.
You didn't even say his name. How did this become news? How are you on Fox Business? Why is this on Fox Business?
Yeah, of all places. And the front, I was on the front page of the BBC 2 days ago, like all day. And then it was on the Phil DeFranco show. I don't understand. Oh my God.
John, you're becoming too famous for this podcast. You're going to have like a show on, you're going to be the new Hannity.
Yeah, that's me.
On Fox News. Fox is going to offer me a job.
Well, like somebody, there was a bunch of comments blaming me because I'm verified on Twitter. They were like, you're just part of the like elite blue checkmark liberals or something. And that's the only reason why your joke, you know, is posted everywhere. And none of these people realize that like I'm known online already, but for something completely different. Like I'm not just like this random Twitter account. The tweet got traction because I have a following. It just so happens that the following has zero to do with any of this stuff. It's just, I mean, I guess so, because it's an app icon and we cover tech stuff, but it's such it blew my mind that a month later, like I'm just thrown into a news cycle that I really have nothing to do with.
No,
I should just delete the tweet and all their articles just have this blank spot.
Well, what's interesting is that there were two other tweets referenced in that same Fox Business article, and it says the tweet can't be found.
Oh, really?
So I wonder if they got so much backlash from Fox News viewers that people were like, because, you know, we're used to it, right? Like we're public, quote unquote, figures. We're used to seeing like, oh, screw you, dude. It's like we can see these comments and like contextualize it as like, oh, this is a random person. But like you forget, like if these are just like normal people tweeting, and then they're on Fox News and an audience of Fox goes to attack them. Like that's going to feel really bad because they've never had it happen to them before, or probably haven't had it happen to them before. You know, it's scary if there's a bunch of people coming at you on your Twitter. It's like, you're too sensitive. You're awful. You're the problem. And it's like, I was just tweeting. Like, I was just sharing my thoughts. Why can't I just share my thought?
Yeah.
And it's such a,
they really did act like thing. I tweeted like, this looks like Hitler, Amazon, change it or else hashtag boycott Amazon.
Yeah, like that would have kind of made sense. Let's bring this full circle, like, or literally contextualize everything here. Like, of all the things we're going to be mad at Amazon about, is it really the app icon? What about how they treat their employees? Yeah. What about them being against unionization?
Yeah.
What about the way that they systematically have destroyed mom and pop retail stores in the entire world?
Yeah, like, what about the part where they don't let the employees go to the potty? You know that part?
Yeah, yeah.
Employees like, can't go to the bathroom or some shit.
Yeah, for hours. Like, why don't...
Nope, it's always the Hitler frustrating. Thing, man.
It's always frustrating when media does take that angle. And it's like, Fox could have done a really cool piece about, like, maybe let's even stretch it. Like, how this could be a symbol of Amazon's approach to running the company or something.
Dude, I should have like, tweeted. I'll just tweet again. This app icon looks like you don't let your employees go to the bathroom.
That's funny and relatable. So I would like that so fast. Like that's funny. But it's just like, I mean, that this is peak social media era news consumption where you tweet a funny thing about a logo looking like something from a bad guy. And then Fox News makes a narrative about you being part of this cancel culture mentality.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's not what it is.
It's your turn now. You make some joke and then have the news really take it the wrong way, and then we'll talk about your issues, because I don't want to do it again.
Well, I think I have to be part of the blue checkmark liberals before
the blue checkmark. You have to be a bedwetting, snot eating liberal. It's required. And okay.
If I can get the blue checkmark and be called that, hey, I will take it.
As soon as you get your blue checkmark, you have to only tweet liberal stuff.
I'm going to only tweet exclusively anti-Amazon paraphernalia until Fox picks it up for the next time Amazon redesigns the app icon in 12 years.
Oh, dude, I have to ask you something.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you for a couple weeks.
Okay.
So do you use Apple TV at all? Not like the hardware, but I guess it's Apple TV Plus.
Oh, yeah, like the shows on there.
Yeah, do you watch them?
Yeah, a couple actually. Morning Show. I've also started For All Mankind. Not my favorite, but my coolest, most happy, excite one. I'm not speaking English. My favorite is Servant.
Dude, by M. Night Shyamalan. Sam.
Wait, you don't like that
one? This whole thing I was leading up. This whole question was to tell you how bad Servant is.
Shut the fuck up.
You do? You like it?
John, it's one of the best shows that's ever been created.
In my notes, I have, can we talk about how terrible Apple TV Plus is?
John, wait. What? You're not suggesting that it's the service in general is not good.
I think it's pretty bad.
John, they just won for the Jason Sudeikis show's winning awards for the morning show.
Okay, yeah,
so
they're winning.
Good.
The morning show took a hot shit at the end.
Well, the end of the morning show was so good.
I know. I felt like, okay, a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing is like, you know that clip in the show that I play of Cardi B where she's like, that's suspicious. That's weird. A lot of this stuff feels way too convenient. Like the way the writing is, it just doesn't convince me. Like the morning show really? To me started out so good. As much as it pained me to see Steve Carell be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he pulled off like dramatic acting pretty well. You know, I'm used to seeing him just be funny, but I'm proud of him. He did pretty good. But then everything started being way too convenient. And like the writing for the morning show just got way too like, I don't know. I hated it. But
really?
Yeah.
Did you finish?
Yeah. And it was just like that. That's fine. I can. And a part of me sees why they won the awards, too. But Servant, man. I think I'm like halfway through season two.
Well, yeah, I think the episodes are still coming out.
Yeah.
For season
well,
two.
Karina and I have been watching it, and now we're watching it. Like, so we stopped watching it just because of how shitty it was. But then a couple days ago, I was like, you know what I miss? I miss the experience of watching something terrible together. Like, I miss the show because it's so bad. So we start watching again. But like, Servant, I feel like nothing makes sense. Like, none of the, there's so many like, there'll be a camera cut or like a focus on something where you're like, I need to package that up and save it for later because it's going to matter later. And it never does.
I'm so into Servant that
you
I
are?
Also agree that the writing in season two has been a little worse. I think Rupert's acting, Ron Weasley, is god awful.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get hate from like other actors, but he's the best performance of his lifetime. I don't think it's been too super convincing. I do love the husband and the wife. I love the story with the baby. I love that you don't know what's going on. I will say, I was shocked when Charlemagne said it's going to be a minimum 4-season TV show.
Oh, fucking kill me. I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Oh. And everybody, because at the end of season one, I was like, okay, that kind of would have been a good show. And then he's like, oh, there's going to be 3 to 5 additional seasons.
Dude, yeah. Like when they started... So you don't know this about me, but cult stuff really freaks me out.
Okay.
And so at first I was like, the show was bad. I was like, I'm not buying any of this. It's terrible. But then they started throwing in some cult stuff and I'm like, all right, hell yeah, this is what I want. And then you're right. Like season one ended and I was like getting into it. And then season two, really, I don't know what happened.
There were a couple episodes in season two that I've been into. I haven't seen the one that just came out this week or maybe last week. I think I'm one or two episodes behind.
Yeah, I'm halfway through season two. I mean, if you guys haven't heard or watched any of this stuff yet, I mean, I'm pretty sure at this point you probably still have your free membership to Apple TV Plus.
Dude, somehow I'm getting charged for it.
You are?
Dude, I don't know what happened with you. I am the number one Apple fan. It's like your membership ran out when I tried to finish the morning show.
I'm pretty sure they started charging you as soon as Apple Track went out.
I had to resubscribe.
What?
So I'm paying $5 a month right now for Apple TV.
Yeah, no.
When everybody else gets it for free. So you wouldn't pay.
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean.
Well, it sounds like there's not enough there for you, like, which is fair.
I think I'm disappointed because, like, even Servant isn't, to me, Servant isn't good. And, you know, in the beginning of their show, of every show, they show, like, an Apple original. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed for them. When they put that in front of terrible shows, I'm just like, why'd you put your name in front of this? It's just so bad.
You know
that
there's a lot of people that absolutely love Servant.
I don't understand. Okay, did you like, have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, but I know that that's a great show. Like, I've heard it's a great show.
Have you seen, you watch Game of Thrones at all?
Oh, yeah.
Other than the last season that obviously was not good at all.
I didn't finish the last season.
Oh, dude, luck. I wish I could be you. Just like, there's so many shows where, like, I wish someone could wipe my memory so that I could watch it again for the very first time. But in the case of Game of Thrones, I wish they could just wipe the last two seasons from my memory so I could just remember it for the good stuff.
Yeah, I love Game of Thrones. I mean, I watched all the way till the last season.
Okay, so you have seen amazing shows then.
Yeah. Listen, I wouldn't say that Servant is my favorite show of all time. I was exaggerating, but it's my favorite Apple TV show by far.
That's, I mean,
I'd say it's
fair.
My favorite show on streaming in the past 5 years.
Really?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I like Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul is my favorite show.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's just on TV.
Handmaid's Tale's good on Hulu.
I started that, yeah.
Ozark is amazing on Netflix.
Yeah.
House of Cards was amazing until Kevin Spacey did up.
Yeah, that was also my favorite show. And then, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame that people are bad.
Why do I even bother to love things, Sam?
I know.
I love them and then someone ruins it for me.
It's tough, right? When somebody this is so off topic, but I don't know if you've been seeing what's been happening with, like, David Dobrik and, like, the vlog squad, but
it's sort of been the same thing where
he basically, it was racially and, like, it was bad motivations for why he did it. He then did it twice, kind of ruined the dude's life and is yet to apologize.
Kind of ruined the dude's life. I like how you
completely ruined the dude's life.
Kind of ruined
and,
it.
Like, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like, you know, David Dobrik stands are like, he hath done no wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what comes out about this. And it's the same thing you see with, like, a lot of just people that just, like, they literally have this, like, cults that follow them. It's like, they can do no wrong. And it's weird because I hope I never get to that point with someone where I'm like, yeah, you're still a terrible person, but, like, I still fully love you, you know?
Yeah.
Where I don't want to be blind and defending anybody that's, like, a bad person.
Oh.
But it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to make that call sometimes. And maybe that's Apple TV. Maybe Apple TV just needs to step it up so that.
Well, better place to talk about it than our Apple podcast. And we've been watching Servant, you know, almost every night, just trying to get a few episodes. And I like that the episodes are kind of short. And it got so bad where I was like, you know what? I have an Apple podcast. I have an outlet. I can vent about this and talk to Sam about it. But I thought that. I thought that you would know how bad it is too, but if you like it, I'm not going to knock it.
No, you can. You can dislike it. Like, it's okay. I don't actually care. I'm not, like, overly protective of things I like. I'm like, okay. Listen, I get why people wouldn't like it. It gets really slow sometimes.
You don't think the I'm a bedwetting, snot-eating liberal for not liking it?
No, not at all. I think you're a bed-making, responsible
dude,
Republican.
No joke. Remember how I joked about hashtag boycott Amazon?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's trending.
It's trending right now. What the fuck? Yeah. Did they hear me say that on the podcast just now?
Well, yeah, we're live. I didn't tell you.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't tell me. Now it's trending. Is it for what I think it is? Dude, is it still happening?
This is for somebody different. This is actually a good reason. It's about, like, workers' rights.
Okay, so they are listening to the podcast. We just talked about that.
Yeah, no, literally, that's, I think we're influencers, John.
I think that's what we are. Okay, as long as this joke isn't still going on.
Yeah, it's time to move on to audience questions. Let's move on to something more fun.
Yeah, you got questions for us? Can you hit us with those that you liked, the ones that you liked
and
saved?
Yeah, I got some good ones. Let me go back to my likes section. All right, first one, very simple. How are you doing?
all good. Busy week, but I'm good.
How's life? Yeah,
I got new furniture. That's cool.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, you sent me a picture of the bed. It kind of looks like something that would come out of like a Disney film.
Does it? It's way over the top. So
it
yeah.
looks very royal. Like it looks.
It
very,
does look
like,
royal, doesn't it? So we've been looking for bedroom furniture for a while because Karina wants new bedroom furniture, and we were looking everywhere. We had our hearts set on this specific one, and I get like, I don't know if you're like this, but when I think I have decided on something, I'm very stubborn. I'm like, nope, we're going to go get this. But she kept going and saying like, let's just try one more place. And I kept saying, why? Why do you want to look at one more place? If we know what we're going to buy, we'll just go there and buy it so we don't waste more time.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, no, we'll look at one more place. And of course she was right. Like she usually is. We get someplace and then we're looking around. They have some nice stuff, but there was one bed that she stopped. It stopped her in her tracks. And she's like, that one, I want that one. And I wanted her to be able to pick anything she wanted. And it was kind of cool. It's different. That's what I like. It's not something that you would usually see in somebody's house. Like you said, it looks like it's from a Disney movie. And so, yeah. And then she sat on it cause she like took a picture on it. And I was like, uh-huh. Oh, this is the one. You look like a little princess on there. So
that's nice.
Yeah. So we got bedroom furniture and I've been working on this secret project all week. We got bedroom furniture this week. I'm part of the liberal squad because of my tweet. It was a crazy week, but how was yours?
We love that. I had a much better week this week than last week.
Yeah. You said that you didn't have a good week last week.
Yeah. So I've been feeling better. Emotionally, I've been working on my mental health a lot. I've been adjusting to living alone.
Yeah. How's that going?
Which has been cool. It's going really well, actually. I had a couple friends over on, I think, Saturday night. We just got to hang out and I'm just like so ready to like be done with like masks and I mean everybody is, but like I'm just excited to like go back out. I'm ready for it to keep getting even warmer. I think I went on a bike ride last week.
How
cute. Back to the gym. I did like arm day, did my first leg day yesterday in forever. So it's been a lot of like working on me.
Can you not currently walk?
Yeah, I've been stationary in this chair. Yeah. It's been pretty tough. The stairs are all fun and games until you have to go back up.
Yeah.
So I've been spending some time working on me, working on...
That makes my heart warm, Sam, that you had a better week this week.
Thank you, man. And I told you about that like kind of super secret big project, like massive project. I told one other person about it that I want to get involved, but like it's still like so early planning. It's like, is it even feasible? So
yeah, I mean, it's a pretty crazy, like, I can't stress enough how big of a project this would be. Like, I know like all YouTubers payoff. Are like, I'm working on something big behind the scenes, but this is like, Sam is actually nuts.
Yeah. But if this works and we can do it, it will be my favorite thing that we've ever done.
Oh yeah.
And John would be a part of it. And like, I don't want to say too much, but like,
that's the best part. You could say too much and no one would be able to guess it. They would not be able to guess it.
No. Cause this is the craziest idea that's ever happened in the tech community.
It'd be pretty big.
I would go that far to say that.
I would agree.
Okay. Next question.
Hit me.
Portless iPhone still in progress. This is good because apparently some people were saying that Co said it wasn't, but I read it as just some models.
Okay. So you have what a lot of people don't know. You have access to Quo's research notes.
I do. And I'm going to pull it up.
So you can you can read them for yourself. So a lot of times, and maybe we'll talk about it on a future episode, but, Quo's research notes are kind of exclusive, and that's why you read them like on Mac Rumors or like you hear about them on other websites. And the issue there is you're with those research notes, you're technically not allowed to quote him. Like you can't just like copy and paste what he says. So a lot of these articles are just rough translations of what he has said in Chinese. And so, there can be a couple issues where the websites that are translating them for you either give you the wrong translation or they interpret it wrong. And so that's why it's good that somebody like Sam has access to the real deal.
So here's what it says. And this is why I was confused when a lot of people were reporting that Lightning was only going to be on the phones this year. The direct translation from the note says, let me find it again because it says all of them, referring to the 2021 iPhones, support Lightning interface and no interface design.
What does that even mean?
To me said some of them will support Lightning and some of them will support
Yeah.
Not lightning, like no ports.
See, I didn't know that's what it said. That is exactly what he's saying there. And that's the tough part, because once these websites, quote unquote, translate for him, the other websites, it's just a game of telephone, because it's not like most people don't have access to these research notes, so they can't go back and double check what these other publications are saying. So they're just repeating what like a 9-to-5 Mac said.
Yeah. Which is like, you know, I get it. I mean, I guess this could also be interpreted as like Lightning and MagSafe. Maybe MagSafe is the no interface design.
Maybe. But what I hear is all of them include either no port or a Lightning port. So he's saying no USB-C port effectively.
Yes. And like the fact that Apple's still working on portless.
Yeah. Because
Gurman, even Co has said that. I don't really see that changing this year. I kind of see that still happening.
Yeah, I think that was a bad translation from these other websites. I think that's what happened.
Here's a good question.
See, aren't you guys glad you listened to the Genius Bar podcast?
Yeah. Aren't you guys happy? I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm hyped. Here's another good follow-up question sort of about leaking and stuff. John, how did you get your first source?
So I was leaking like Google stuff. So it was I think it was like 2018. Google had reached out to me and asked me to they wanted a clip for Front Page Tech to include in their Google Pixel presentation. And instead of signing that NDA, I leaked it. So I just decided that it would be better. It would be more beneficial for me to make an episode about it. So that's what I did instead of signing an NDA with Google and staying quiet. And so I started that was directly from Google, leaking Google information. And so then after that, some people reached out to me, Google employees reached out to me, then Samsung employees reached out to me. And after late 2019, I was leaking the Galaxy S20 series, and I leaked the prices and got that stuff correct. And that gave me an itch to do more of that stuff. There was something about putting out a tweet or leaking information and then seeing Samsung get on stage and say it and confirm it was crazy. But then after I did that, I had a tiny reputation of leaking stuff, but it was Samsung stuff, obviously. And then, people start reaching out to you knowing that you leak information, saying, I have information from this company. And then eventually one of those people that reached out was from Apple. So I think the COVID employee memo I leaked, then the March event, and then I got a really good scoop for the iPhone SE. I mean, we all know that story. And after that, that's when a lot of sources started reaching out.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. That makes sense. I mean, that's kind of a
I climbed a little leaking ladder is what happened.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's not like you got a top tier source at step one, but you got somebody good that you knew you could trust, and then you kind of built from there. It makes sense.
Yep. I mean, you have a couple sources. You've released a couple exclusives.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you do AirPods Max just a few months ago?
Yeah. I was the only source that said AirPods Max were coming on December 8th.
Nice.
And that was through a couple of extremely trusted channels. And the reason I ran the story, it's a lot of I don't have a super solid source or somebody that, keeps coming back.
Yeah,
it's very infrequent for me. I have little tidbits that I hear that I sometimes sit on for a while, I'll text you about it and be like, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also want to be really, I want to be pretty damn sure about something. And there were two top tier people that I just knew I could count on that were this is happening. And that's where I was okay. And then I've also heard this third thing. So I'm going to go ahead and run the story. And I was terrified. My heart was racing all night. I was super anxious about it. And it's horrible. Don't leak. I don't like it.
I mean, it's very stressful sometimes. But if you had a really good long-term source that you trusted that kept coming back, what would be more beneficial for you? To release on Apple Track exclusively or YouTube?
Dude, I've thought about that a lot. I think if I started to eat a longer term source, I think business wise, it would make most sense to start doing them on YouTube and then basically just putting out a parallel article
that
on
YouTube
Apple Track with the same information. But I also really want to grow Apple Track, right? So it's sort of a balance to strike there between where do you want to grow and why?
Well, I used, you know, with FrontPage Tech, I use a lot of B-roll, which are usually articles and stuff. But when mm-hmm. it's my leak, I don't have any articles yet. So what I usually do, there's some where I've completely saved as a FrontPage Tech exclusive, like if there's a visual element. But mm-hmm. a lot of the times I do, I just tweet it out and then include my tweets, like screenshots of my tweets in the show. And that helped a lot. Like that grew my Twitter a lot. It grew YouTube yeah. a lot, like all at the same time. So that worked quite well.
Yeah, I think that's the move, because I feel like if you just give like a taste of it on Twitter and then follow up with more info on YouTube
yeah.
or like your thoughts yes, and opinions yes. on this thing, I think you can get the same amount of views on both.
Yeah.
I mean, you can grow both simultaneously, just like you were going for.
Yeah. Okay. What's that's the next cool. question?
How much would somebody have to pay you to stop leaking stuff?
Why are all these questions for me? They have to pay me a lot. They'd have to pay yeah. me like, I mean, think about, it's very beneficial for me to leak stuff. Like, in terms of growing my own brand and stuff. So they would have to like quadruple the income I make from leaking stuff in order for me to stop leaking stuff.
That's fair. Yeah. You could just pay me like $5 and give me an Apple event and buy
just
it.
Just give you like a Subway
I delete my
card.
YouTube channel. So this is interesting. Have either of us been ever contacted by Tim Cook or his subsidiaries or anybody at Apple?
I was. I think it was early last year, because I had published a presentation that was like, otherwise,
no.
Yeah, you could have, if you really wanted to, you could access it. And my narrative with it was wrong. And also, I shouldn't have released it. It was one of those things where I like, it was from a source, but it was something that I like a digital file that I had myself, which is very bad when you're leaking stuff. Like you want to leak stuff that is from sources, not that you have in your possession, because it becomes the legality there becomes very, the waters are murky if you have actual yes. possession of something. And so, yeah, I got a little cease and desist, but that was about it.
Yeah. So you just took it down, right? Is that how cease yep. and desist work? You just take it down and you're fine.
Yep. The okay. cease and desist is basically just like a warning, like, if you don't take this down, oh boy, it's going to
yeah,
get
you're
bad.
Gonna have it, you're going to have a case and they're going to sue you for a lot.
Yeah.
Curious about that. Like, how long did it take for them to issue that?
It was down. I think the tweet was down in 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, from when it went up.
How did they see it that fast?
Don't know. I think Apple pays attention to leaks more than we think they do.
I mean, that would suggest that like they've got somebody that's just kind of watching. You, me, the pod.
Yeah, I'm sure they have eyes everywhere that are paying attention to this stuff. Or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people like, okay, think about this, Sam. Think about how many people follow you that are employees of Apple that you don't even know. Like, and they're not following you, you know, to watch out for Apple. They're just legitimately like, they're subscribed to your YouTube channel. And yeah. maybe they see something, they're like, wait a minute. And they just like report it to somebody higher up.
Yeah.
You never know. It's
That's very true.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of those employees watch us, especially since you're an Apple-centric YouTube channel. I'm sure they're just like regular, you know, fans that just, you know, they happen to work at these companies.
Yeah. I'm sure that makes the most sense. That's the theory that I believe the most, is it's like, oh, hey, I saw this thing. And then, you know, when it's, if I was like, hey guys, you know, if my face is in the video, I'm like, I'm hands-on with Apple Glass mm-hmm. 2 years early. It'd yeah. be like, probably within 5 seconds, I'd probably just, my home would yeah. be on fire.
I mean, have you?
No, I've.
Have you had any contact with them, good or bad?
I've had one exchange with them, and I question if it even ever happened, because I cannot find the emails.
Oh, like you think you maybe just dreamed it?
I feel like it could have been, personally, I feel like it was real, but it was when I was at like 23,000 subscribers and I was like, hey, what's like the criteria for going to an Apple event? And this is funny at me at 23,000 subscribers. And like, I just want to say I make videos and like, I really care about the company and I'd love to like establish a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I got an email back and she was like, hey, Sam. Oh, I can't remember what was her name, but it was a woman. And she was like, hey, Sam, we like your videos a lot. Keep it up. We don't have any definite criteria for Apple videos. Just keep up the good work, or for Apple events. And I was like, whoa, that's like really, really cool. Like, at least I got a response.
Yeah, that sounds real.
And that was in 2014.
That sounds real. So 2014 was a long time ago. So it makes sense that you can't find it.
Yeah. Maybe it also, was real. I think it was. I think I was using like a different email server and something didn't transfer over. I think I was like having it hosted on like Bluehost or something sketchy back in the day.
Oh, I see. And you're going to have a bunch of nightmares here soon with your new investment.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think about that till now.
I'm scared. But yeah, I mean, I've reached out to them 20, 30 times since and I've never gotten a reply. Not even just asking for like, you know, I've requested like a formal partnership or some kind of
line. If you do get a reply, I feel like it'll be on behalf of AppleTrack, like them issuing a statement of some sort.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I mean, I still would love to have a relationship with them. I mean, you and I both deeply care about the company and the way they work and what they release. And, you know, even just I ask follow-up questions to press releases pretty frequently, and it's generally pretty quiet. So,
yeah,
that's how it is.
I honestly think that email was real. I say you keep trying.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I will.
Apple, if you want to sponsor the show.
Yeah, we would let you guys sponsor for a great, great, great price, you know.
$5. $5.
Subway gift card.
Yeah, Subway gift card, and just, I don't know, make us the number one tech podcast. That'd be great.
Yeah, just fudge the numbers.
Oh, by the way, I was right. This is episode 5.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was jumping ahead. I think I was thinking of the trailer.
All right, so this was a pretty long episode this week. The episodes are getting longer. Have you noticed that?
I know. It's because we're getting more comfortable.
Yeah, we're getting comfy. We're sitting down and just being bros and talking for 4 hours.
Yeah.
All right. So I have some more stuff in my notes, but I'll save it for next week. Is there another question that is there that we could answer real quick?
Yeah, last one. What is the... Ooh, this is really pertinent to both of us. Okay. What's your favorite iPhone color of all time?
Ooh. That's tough. So I do like my blue one. I like my what's the pro model called? What's the blue there?
Pacific blue.
Yeah, Pacific blue. I like that. It's nice. But honestly, my iPad Air, the blue on the iPad Air, I wish that was my phone.
Really? Like even the lighter?
Yeah, I like the like really subtle, basically silver iPhone.
Mm.
But also I love the gold. Karina has the gold 12 Pro Max. Oh. Dude, because you can see the like the sides, the gold sides from the front.
Yep.
Oh, it's spicy as hell.
She's beautiful. I think my favorite iPhone color of all time is either the slate for the iPhone 5.
Gold for the... That was so good.
Yeah. They've never gone back.
Because with the 5S, it got different. Like the sides, they were lighter. They were a lighter color.
Yep,
that slate iPhone 5 was like, it looked like a Secret Service phone.
Or I did really love the gold iPhone 5S because it was the first time we ever got gold on the iPhone.
Really?
But
if I remember correctly, that looked like a Band-Aid. Let me look it up.
I really liked it. It was a nice color. I feel like they kind of went downhill with some of the rose gold stuff they started doing personally.
And every rose gold has been a different color.
Yeah, well, even their space gray changes, and I don't get it. I don't get why it changes so much.
So you're right. I looked up the 5S in gold. You're right. That's a nice gold.
But I also really dig the colors this year. The gold and the Pacific blue this year.
Mm-hmm.
Nutty. Beautiful. I'm interested to see what colors the 12Ss are going to come in because, I mean, it's going to be hard to top. I'm a big fan of like the pro, more serious colors rather than the like bright, punchy, fun colors, but that's just me.
Yeah, I like the Pacific blue a lot. The blue on the iPad though is it doesn't seem very fun and punchy to me because it's so subdued. Like it's watered down heavily, and it just looks very nice. I'm holding an iPhone 4 in my hand right now, and I wish we had this.
Oh, I mean, we basically do with the iPhone 12.
Yeah, close enough, I guess.
The blue does look. I will say this: I'm looking at the blue. See, this is why I'm jaded. I've gotten the green. The green is not. Don't get green. I don't know why I keep buying green Apple products. I know I'm telling you right now, I'm buying the black iMac. I'm buying the space gray iMac.
Even with all the colors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your space gray, Siri. Oh, yeah. Sign me up, baby. I'm getting
black. Oh, they just discontinued the iMac Pro, too.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
They're coming for you, Sam. Like, all these things are specifically for you.
Dude, the fact that they discontinued it right now.
Because wasn't it last week on the show where you talked about how you bought an iMac Pro and then canceled your order?
Yeah. I mean, listen, there was one other question. We'll sauce it in here at the end. When is the new iMac coming? Have you publicly spoken on this? Are you able to publicly speak on this?
I haven't publicly spoken on it because I'm not like...
You're not sure.
I mean, that's the thing. I trust the source, but the way I see things from the front end, just as a fan, it seems like very unlikely. You know, I thought it was unlikely, but then, you know, we have stories like this where there's a lot of iMac stuff out of. So I'll tell you this. I was told, and I told this to Sam too, that we're getting iMacs much sooner than other leaks have said. And because the other leaks that the other leakers that have said this are very reputable, I have been like, okay, maybe they're right. And you know, the information I have is wrong. But then we see shit like this happen where all week iMac stuff has been out of stock and is being discontinued. The iMac Pro has been discontinued. So, I mean, it's really looking like it's sooner than we're being told.
Want to hear a funny theory that I heard that I don't know if I believe.
Okay.
That in some alternate reality, maybe Apple could release a small iMac now
and then a big iMac 27 inch later. Hmm. Yeah.
And there's even been speculation of them just throwing the M1 in the iMac, the small one.
Like the current design?
No, like redesigned, but with the M1.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that happening.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, I know you had told me that. I know you hadn't spoken on it, but yeah, you had heard earlier than the fall.
Yes.
And I am trying to contain my excitement, John.
Yeah.
I am trying.
I mean, that's partially why you canceled your iMac order.
Yeah, that on top
of the benchmarks. Things are really starting to line up that it looks like we're getting something sooner.
Yeah, dude. And then did you see in 14.3, they enabled the items tag for AirTags?
Yes, yes.
Like the AirTags are coming out. Also, I tweeted, you guys have seen this already, but I am starting an OnlyFans if AirTags don't come out in March.
Yep.
Unironically.
You're actually going to do it.
I'm going to start an
OnlyFans. I think you'll be safe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Gurman says no event on the 16th. If we were to get an event on the 16th, this is the week that we would hear it, right? In fact, this will go out on Monday, the 8th. So when you guys are listening to this, if you're listening to this on the day of release, tomorrow, the 9th is when you would get some sort of invite. If there's any sort of event. If not, the following week would be when you would hear something. And then if we didn't hear anything by then, I'd be a little sketched out, start getting worried.
I kind of have a feeling it's going to be an event on the 23rd.
Why the 23rd?
Because Gurman specifically said no on the 16th. And I have a feeling the only reason he said that is because he knows for a fact it's not happening on the 16th. And I have a feeling it might be invites on the 16th. Mm. This is not based on anything I've heard, just like full disclaimer, don't get too excited. But yep. I'm just saying he went out of his way. He tweeted AppleTrack. He was like, I was referring to no event on the 16th. So it's like, if the headline was no March event is happening, and then he goes out of his way to say, oh, I was just saying the 16th, there's no event.
Yeah.
That would suggest, of course, that there's going to be a March event. It will probably be on a Tuesday, right? So, I mean, would Apple not do an event on a Tuesday? Would they do it on a Thursday or something? Because they have done Thursdays before.
Yeah.
In fact, I think March call me event. Crazy, but that March event in 2016 with the SE.
It just clicked in my head. Yeah, there was a March event on a Thursday.
iPhone SE March event. Of course, it's showing me new iPhone SE stuff because I named it the same thing, but I believe it was a Thursday, and I know it was a Thursday because I was touring a college, and we had to leave at noon exactly to make it there by 3. It was actually the college I went to, Bradley University, and I remember I was like, please, Mom, I just have to finish this iPhone SE unboxing. Please, come on.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that happening. You also, I talked to you about a lot of shit that the public doesn't know, and you know that other really weird thing from a really like crazy accurate source. That other thing I told you about a certain event happening in a month where there's never been an event before.
Yes,
that has me very sketched out.
That is also something that I've thought about, and I was wondering if maybe we do just see AirTags in a press release this month.
Oh, that would,
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's so much. Like, I'm interested to see these puzzle pieces fall together because they're there, and like that source is good.
Yeah, that's the word. So, dude, I don't know. I think that's my goal for this week, specifically that tidbit from that source. I need more information about that because mm-hmm. I want to say something about it publicly. But I mean, you know how that source messages me, and it's all vague, and it's like I have to put the pieces together myself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very weird. Do you think it's possible that we see like they did at the end of this year? Do we see like an event every month for a while?
Like a March, April, May?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we've got iPad Pro, mm-hmm. AirTags, iPad IMAX. Mini, IMAX, AirPods Pro 2, AirPods 3. That's six products.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. It does seem like a little less than we would need for three events.
Yeah.
But also Apple Pencil, you know, the new Apple Pencil leaked as well.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So I had heard from a source that the new Apple Pencil's glossy.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. And I was like, that's disgusting. I don't want a glossy one. And then I think Mr. White put out pictures on Twitter and yeah. It looks glossy.
It matched up perfectly.
Oh, God damn it. Dude, so I'm looking at the Apple Pencil 2. I love this one. Like the matte finish. And
it's so good.
Why would they make it? The first gen was glossy, right?
Yes.
Why would they do that to me?
I don't know why they would go back again. It doesn't make any sense. The only thing I was thinking of is like grip wise, I think the glossy does have a better grip.
Maybe because if your hand is sweating and it's like sticking to it. Also, I love this one. It feels so good. Like even if I'm not using it, I'm just watching videos. Sometimes I just like to hold it.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Nice. It's got a great feel. I think they killed it. Also, I do have a small correction. I was actually wrong. Apple's March 2016 event was on a Monday. It was Monday the 21st, and that was my birthday. So I have it on my calendar.
Are you telling me there was no Thursday event ever?
No. There definitely was.
Because I remember one.
It was an Apple October event, I think. I think it was a 2018. Apple October 2018 event. Now I want to know, what day was this? This was on October 8th. No, they announced it was on October 30th, 2018. I'm pretty sure that was October 30th was, oh my God, it was a Tuesday.
Dude, I know there's a mysterious Thursday.
No, there was definitely
event. Everyone listening to this right now, you have to tweet us and tell us.
Please.
Do the research for us because we're too lazy and we're about to end the show. There was a Thursday event somewhere. I know there was.
I can't find anything. Yeah, you guys let us know.
We're not crazy, right? Like, you remember a Thursday event too.
I did just find something that says it might have been 2010 for the iPhone 4.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the March, I don't know. Are we going to see a March event? Are we going to see anything? There's a lot of speculation. I feel like this is going to be one of those weeks where everything is going to be clear, like the next time we record this podcast.
Yeah.
Are more clear. Like, you might hear something, I might hear something, something might come out.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not the craziest idea that Apple would hold a couple of small events like they did.
Yeah. Listen, it's good. Everything right now for us as Apple fans, it's going to get good. This is like, we're starting you know what happened last year. This is the beginning of like hardcore Apple season. So congratulations, you made it through the last few really slow weeks. Buckle up, buckaroos.
We're ready. It's time. And it was another great episode talking to you at the Genius Bar, John.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for showing up for your appointment. We'll do this again next week and every week until we're dead.
I will talk to you then. And I can't wait because I just want to know when this March event's happening.
I know. Me too.
Please.
Everyone, thank you for listening.
Can somebody just tell us? Somebody just tell us when it's going to be.
Please. Yeah. Aren't there any other leakers out there?
Yeah. Come on. Somebody at Apple knows if there's, or just say there's not going to be an event. I just want to know. Okay.
And don't forget to rate the show to make us the number one podcast in the whole world that has ever existed.
Yes, please do. Thank you, guys. You're the best. We love you. Peace out.
All right. Goodbye.